So actually, you can pretty much listen to them all the time, because lightning strikes Earth constantly, about 100 times per second. Even if there's no lightning where you are, with a VLF radio, you can hear the crackling from storms that are thousands of kilometers away. However, some times of day are better than others for picking up VLF waves. Daytime isn't as good as nighttime, for example. And what's more, my colleague Dennis Gallagher says, and in my opinion he's right, he says the best time to listen for them is around sunset or sunrise. That's when there are natural waveguides in the local atmosphere.
Did you say waveguide?
Yes, a waveguide. Usually it refers to a device, like a metal conductor, that's used to guide and direct waves. But waveguides also occur naturally. They make a path for radio waves to follow in our atmosphere. These natural waveguides occur when the sun is rising or setting, which makes sunrise and sunset good times to pick up VLF emissions. Now, there are a few different sounds that you can hear on a VLF receiver, because when lightning strikes, the radio waves travel different distances and in different ways before they reach the receiver. Some really interesting ones are called whistlers.